On the air and streaming on the web since 1996, this is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a very special edition of Cinematic Sound. You're listening to it right here on cinematicsound.net. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, we have a gigantic four-part show. And it's a program that I wanted to produce 2 years ago. Scripts were written, I just never got around to recording it. Well, as we come up to my Best of 2011 show, I thought this would be a good time to revisit this program that I never got a chance to record, which is the Best Scores of the New Millennium, featuring music from 2000 to 2010. And of course, there's arguments as to when the new millennium actually began, whether it was 2000, 2001. Well, for this show, I have decided that the year 2000 for me was the start of the new millennium. So before we present our best scores of 2011, let's look back at the first 11 years of the new millennium. But we will also be listening to four honorable mentions. As I was going through this program, it was really hard for me to leave these four scores out of the top 10 list, so I decided that I will play them for you anyway. These could easily be inserted into this top 10 list, and if I presented top 20 scores, then these scores would have been played. So this hour, we are going to listen to music from four films: Tron Legacy by Daft Punk, Lover's Prayer by Joel McNeely, On the Beach by Christopher Gordon, and then Angel by Philip Rombie. And then during the last three parts of this show, we'll get into our top scores of the new millennium, which will then coincide later on with a Best of 2011 program. So we got a lot of good music coming up here on cinematicsound.net in the next few days. Also, just as a note, it's kind of interesting to look at what years are being featured on this program. And as I look over the list, there are six scores from the year 2001 that are going to be featured on this program alone. So that was quite a year for film music. But we are going to begin in 2010. With the sequel to Tron called Tron Legacy, with original score composed by the electronica duo Daft Punk. Now, while the film itself is predictable, it's surprisingly dramatic, and the ending is incredibly emotional. The film is pretty much a visual feast. Your eyes will love you for viewing this digital work of art. And your ears will love you as well, as Daft Punk's score is pretty much, well, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's perfect. What I love about this score is its perfect integration of electronics with a live symphony orchestra. This isn't anything new, but the electronics are clearly just that. Electronic, but the organic sound of the Tron Orchestra is what sets this score apart from the rest. The orchestra doesn't get drowned out by a wall of oversampled fake orchestral sounds. It's there. It is prominent, it is present, and at times takes over the score and is the only element featured in the score. Now, Tron might not be the most original or complex score ever written, but it is one of the best film music albums I've ever listened to, and contains a sound that I expected to hear when I saw the film. The score is thematic, it's memorable, powerful, and very dramatic. This has been one of the most played albums in my entire collection since the film's release in 2010, and it also helps that my 5-year-old son also is a gigantic fan of not just the film, but also the score. Trust me, we hear this score on a weekly basis. And now the first score in our honorable mentions section of our best scores of the new millennium. Here is Daft Punk's exciting score to Tron Legacy.
We'll be right back.
In our honorable mentions of the best scores of the new millennium, that was Tron Legacy by Daft Punk. We now move on to the year 2001. This is one of the six 2001 scores we're going to play on the show. It comes from the film Lover's Prayer, with original score composed by Joel McNeely. The film tells the story of a younger boy who falls in love with a tragic girl who flirts with and manipulates her older suitors in the 1800s Russia. The film stars Kirsten Dunst, Julie Waters, and Nick Stahl. Score for the film is composed by Joel McNeely, and I think this is his best score. I think it's a hidden gem that I'm sure a lot of people haven't really heard before. Sure, McNeely's known for his John Williams, Jerry Goldsmith, Bruce Broughton-esque adventure music, but this intimate score is easily one of McNeely's most original, emotional, and personal scores. The score was obviously crafted with loving care and compassion. From the trickling piano of the main theme to the lush strings heard during the reunion, this is fine film music, and the piano nocturne at the end of the disc is terrific. This is a classy and incredibly mature score, composed by Joel McNeely for the 2001 film Lover's Prayer.
Thank you.
Music from composer Joel McNeely from the 2001 film Lover's Prayer.
You're listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
You're listening to the best scores of the new millennium, and in this part we're featuring our honorable mentions. Moving on, we now present music from the 2000 television film On the Beach, with original score composed by Christopher Gordon. This is the remake of the 1959 film and is based on the 1957 novel by Neville Shute. This score was easily the greatest unknown gems that crossed my desk in the past 11, 12 years. Back in 2000, I had no idea who Christopher Gordon was, what this television movie was all about, and what I was going to expect with the score. I don't know how anyone could not fall in love with this after listening to only the first cue. It's a rousing track featuring an incredible main theme, and it only gets better from there. There's the cello solos, the heartbreaking cues at the end of the album. For those that don't have this album in your collections, please make it a priority to get it. Go to VerezSaraband.com right now, or Amazon, or wherever you buy your CDs from, and pick this album up now. I don't think I've run into anyone in the film music community that hasn't praised this score. It's fantastic music from one of the most underutilized composers working today. This is Christopher Gordon's magnificent score to On the Beach.
Thank you.
Music from Christopher Gordon's magnificent score to On the Beach, released in 2000. And that's a score that was just kind of on the edge. It was between this score and the number 11 score on my best scores of the new millennium countdown that I had to really fight with. And unfortunately, Christopher Gordon's score lost, but not by much. I mean, it's an absolutely amazing score. And it's one of the reasons why I did this honorable mentions portion of the program. The last score we're going to present for you during our honorable mentions segment of the best scores of the new millennium is from the 2007 film Angel by composer Philip Rombe. The film was based on the book by Elizabeth Taylor, and it's the story of a young woman with incredible imagination who refuses to accept the world around her and creates her own realities. This score was my favorite score of 2007 and features lush string themes, playful comedic music, and over-the-top dramatic scoring. It's a score from start to finish that always has something to offer, displaying numerous emotions during its playing time. It's an expertly crafted score with some delicious orchestrations that hark back to a more golden age sound. It's something that I embrace in modern-day scoring. Angel, for me, hits all the right buttons musically and emotionally. And for a 70-minute running time, the CD never gets dull. Actually, I find myself wanting to hear more when the final track is played. It's an absolutely brilliant score. And now, the last score on our honorable mentions list of the best scores of the new millennium. Here is Philip Rombe's outstanding score to the 2007 film Angel.
Thank you.